This picture is by Philippe de Champagne, founding member of the Academie Royale, founded in 1648. The painting here is 1655. Champagne belongs to the Baroque period, but is a Baroque in style. It's not the usual style we call Baroque. Champagne was a Jansenist like Pascal. And again, what's that? Catholic, in agreement with many of the emphases of Calvinism. In fact, there's a noteworthy connection with Pascal in that Champagne's daughter became a nun at Port-Royal, like Pascal's sister. So these two, the sister and the daughter of Philippe de Champagne, were both resident at this convent. And it's possible that this painting was made as a gift to the artist's daughter who was at a convent. To the left of the cross, you see a pyramid just to the left, and then further up, a tree, a dead tree stump in the middle ground, from which there is a living branch, right? Life after death, when all seemed lost, finished, done. Think about the crucifixion in connection with that. And then the pyramid, what's that? A text from the 4th century Jerusalem itinerary reported that the tomb of Isaiah was a pyramid. So you have this ancient text that reports that the tomb was known and that it was a pyramid. Recalling Isaiah recalls chapter 53, right, which the church reads as a prophetic description of what you see here. Let me read you 4 verses. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. Notice that whereas the left side is primarily nature, like the force of life made by God, the right side is the world of man. You have the wall of Jerusalem. The wound made by the centurion appears here on which side? Usually it's on Christ's right side, but here notice it's put in the shadow, put unusually on the right side, on the side of the world of man. And notice the blood on the ground. What is this blood here? In this stage lighting, you have these pools of blood that have fallen directly from his pierced hands.